Hi, everybody. This is Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute. Today, I'm going to do an interview session, and I'm talking with Gerald Becker of Quantergy. Gerald and I have been doing a lot of work together in the last couple of months. It's been really fascinating, and I thought it'd be great to have him on and talk a little bit about LiDAR, which is what Quantergy does. Gerald, I thought maybe before we dive more into the technology and stuff, I thought it'd be great for you to give a little background on your history and what you do. I think one of the things I've really appreciated about working with you is that unlike a lot of people who work in the technology space on the manufacturing and hardware side, you really get the analytics. And I'd love to hear a little bit about your background, how you came to this, and how you came to Quantergy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Gary. And for those of you listening in, my name is Gerald Becker. I am the Vice President of Market Development and Strategic Alliances for Quantergy. I assist our team globally in efforts in align with great companies such as Digital Mortar, providing unique use case applications through the use of our LiDAR technology. Now, a little bit about my background. I've been in the physical security space about 18 years or so. I've had the luxury of being able to be in several parts of the ecosystem, from being a systems integrator, an end user, a manufacturer, a founder. So I understand a lot of the moving parts as it pertains to offering solutions in the security market, be it for business intelligence, security, access control, analytics, on and so forth. To your question, I had quite a bit of exposure with analytics back in my heyday as a systems integrator. Specifically, I was working with a national systems integrator that dealt primarily with retail markets. And we were doing quite a bit back in the day with understanding consumer engagement, understanding dwell, understanding count, and basically to provide metrics and understanding for operations and marketing groups within those retail spaces so that they can better place product in certain areas in certain environments to get an uptick in sales or for better flow to understand which direction, which way people were going. That was quite a few years ago. I would say that in this day and age, technology has rapidly expanded. And obviously, the fact that we're talking about some really cool, innovative technology integrated today, we've got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, well, let's dive into that because LiDAR is fascinating, and that's what Quantergy does. Tell me a little bit about LiDAR as a technology and how you guys approach it, because I think it's a little bit different than most of the other people who are developing LiDAR technologies.
Man, you hit it on the nail. So quite a few people, in fact, I'm sure most everybody who's listening into this is very familiar with LiDAR as it pertains to autonomous vehicles or robotics or industrial applications. LiDAR is a light IoT device. Basically, it shoots out lasers, 905 nanometer lasers, eye-safe lasers into an open space. And we're using time of flight as a unit of measurement. So what happens is our lasers shoot out into an open space. It bounces off an object and it comes back to our sensor and it says, okay, it took us this amount of time to travel in this open space to hit the object and to come back. What then happens is our sensor is putting out points. We call it a point cloud. And I use this analogy all the time. It's literally like the Matrix when Neo starts to see the ones and zeros and sees everything in a digital space. It's exactly what LiDAR sees. We see everything in silhouettes. We see backgrounds. We see objects in the forefront. We're able to make out all these different moving objects and then layer it together with our AI perception software to understand the environment and then provide all that different object data to, obviously, you guys at Digital Mortar to do the business intelligence that you guys do best.
That's, I think, fascinating, and it's really a cool technology. You guys have a middleware piece that's super important to us because there's a hardware piece, that the LiDAR, that does what it does, but it just collects this massive point cloud of information that's pretty hard to deal with. I think one thing that was really attractive from our perspective in working with you guys is you have a really slick middleware piece that puts that together and actually tells us this is a person or this is a car, this is a wall, and this is what's moving, and this is how fast it's moving. Talk to me a little bit about that middleware piece and how you guys came to that, because from my perspective, that was the most attractive thing about it. I mean, I don't know one LiDAR camera from another. In a way, I'm sure there are differences. I'm sure they're significant. But to me, the biggest difference was you guys made it really easy for us to work with that data. Tell me a little bit about how Quantergy came to sort of build out that middleware piece.
Absolutely. So one thing that does set us apart from other technologies that are in the market, similar to ours, is that not only do we manufacture the hardware, but we also develop the perception software. The perception software is that layered technology that allows us to understand the environments in the point cloud. While other while other manufacturers only provide the sensor and provide the raw point cloud, we also provide the perception software, which analyzes that point cloud. That's where we're able to understand detection, tracking, and classification of moving objects in a space. That's the object API that we then provide to technology companies such as yourself that are able to easily take all that metadata and provide the rich dashboards as far as all the information, as far as metrics and understanding what's going on in open space. So that's definitely one of the unique attributes that we provide with our solution. It's not just hardware, but it's also perception software bundled together that we offer into the market.
And just to give you an idea from our perspective of why this was so important, you know, most of what we do, obviously, is tracking people in space. So we're looking in retail stores to understand how people move through space. But we recently started a project with you guys where we're doing cars queuing up at a landfill. And from our perspective, we didn't have to change anything. Those cars are just like people in a line. We could take our queue management and occupancy solution. We could build it on top of what you guys do without any change at all into what we're doing, even though it's a fundamentally different kind of measurement. That was really nice and I think unexpected from our perspective.
You know, every single day I'm hearing your unique applications. And when you came to us with that specific ask, I said, yeah, sure. Absolutely. It's just another object in an open space that we can measure. So when you came up to us with that use case, we said, well, let's put it to the test. And when we showed the environment and were able to apply it in that unique perspective, then, you know, to us, a vehicle, a person or a moving object is nothing different to us. So we're able to measure, understand exactly where they're at, to pinpoint accuracy down to the centimeter, which is obviously one of the biggest things with our solution. Unlike other technologies that are going to be your feet away or meters away from the actual location of the person of interest, object of interest, we're highly reliable and highly accurate down to the centimeter.
Yeah, positional accuracy is huge, and it's really fantastic with this technology. Let's talk about what the key differentiators are. This is a technology. There are competing technologies. We use other stuff all the time. I think the core technology we've been using for the last couple of years is really IoT measurement cameras, which are video cameras. They do a great job on certain things. I'd like to talk a little bit with you about what are the real differentiators. When does it make sense to use LiDAR? Why does it make sense to use LiDAR? We did a webinar recently, and I think we focused on a few key areas. Environment, total cost of ownership, and privacy are three that really stand out for me. Maybe let's tackle each of those in turn, and let's start with the environment aspect, because I think this is one of those things where there are times when we just in the past could not deliver a measurement solution for people because the measurement cameras that we use just didn't work. LiDAR has a much wider range of environment capabilities. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, environment is critical when you're dealing with these type of applications. And I've, you know, I'm no stranger to these use cases and trying to understand the environment as far as where people are going, how they behave in certain venues and understanding what their intent or what their behaviors are. In those scenarios, you have to have specific optics into the area or the zone where the person is going into. In a lot of cases, you don't specifically have the walls, the ceilings, or the mounting devices that would require you to get that exact location that's going to allow that IoT device to perform at its best. So unlike a camera or a stereoscopic sensor or any other IoT device that has very specific installation needs and requirements, with us, if you have line of sight to where the area is that you're trying to track, you're going to be able to see it. But not only that, you're going to be able to see it in 3D, unlike other technology that only see what's in front of it, like a camera. You can't see what's behind. You can't see what's on top or the bottom just because lens or optics can only see what's in front of it. With us, we see in 3D. So you could literally mount our sensor up on a wall adjacent to the left, to the right, or completely opposite side of the venue and still be able to provide the same application use case that you would with some of these other sensing technologies. So environment, you have a lot of applications and a lot of flexibility with our solution that you probably wouldn't with other sensors.
Makes sense. We just did one with you guys where it was like a large atrium and we just had no other solution. With a top-down measurement camera, we just had no way to mount that camera in a way that was going to give us visibility into the space. And I run into that all the time. I think whether it's indoor, outdoor, variable lighting conditions, weird ceilings, blockages from the ceiling, there's just so many considerations out there in the real world that can make traditional IoT measurement cameras a real challenge to implement.
Absolutely. So let's talk about TCO. That's probably one of the biggest pieces that makes this so such a great technology. So we've done quite a bit of shootouts in the sense of doing comparables against camera versus LiDAR. We do say that we complement camera implementations very well when it comes to security applications. When it comes to business intelligence, there's some areas where we come ahead as far as cameras go, just because of the coverage and the amount of sensors required to do the same application you would with cameras with versus with a LiDAR sensor. So when it deals with big, wide open areas and trying to cover as much square footage, we've seen that when we do TCO analysis against camera-based solutions, that we tend to come ahead in regards to many factors, either on sensor count, total labor and hours and server and cable drops that's going to require to do versus a camera implementation. In fact, as of recent, you're no stranger to this, we're working on a mutual project right now in the gaming industry where, you know, we're deploying at about, let's say, 40 to 50 sensors on a gaming floor. And we did a similar analysis where the client was telling us that that same floor will require about 1,300 cameras or so to be able to do the same thing that what we're doing.
Yeah.
So TCO immediately out of the gate, less sensors, less cable, less compute, less maintenance. So the TCO starts to really become very attractive when you're putting one versus the other. This is very similar to what we're doing in retail applications where you have big, wide open, big box stores where you're not going to have pendant mounts all throughout the ceiling, all throughout the open store. You want to just have sensors strategically mounted in certain areas where it doesn't become an eyesore. The TCO is wonderful, but at the end of the day, it's a much more elegant application when you only have a few sensors versus tens of sensors in the other format.
That's a consideration, too. Putting in tons and tons of cameras, not only is it a huge pain from an implementation standpoint, but visually, I think it detracts from the merchandising environment. So having fewer sensors, not only is it probably cheaper in both the short and the long run, but I think you have a nicer merchandising environment. And obviously, that's important to retailers. I mean, that's something that, hey, maybe if you're measuring a landfill, you don't really care about. But in a nice store, you absolutely do care about that. And having 30 or 40 or 50 cameras dropping from the ceiling just gives a much different impression to a shopper than having three sensors around the corners.
You hit it on the nail. Absolutely. And honestly, the last one, probably one of the biggest ones that stands out quite a bit, considering we go through pretty stringent evaluation when we're working with IT groups and legal with a lot of the customers that we're working with, is privacy. What is our sensor seeing and how is it different from any other sensor that's being put on the network? We're always being asked, what is your sensor seeing? Is it gathering any personal identifiable information like cameras do? Is there any biometric features such as any of the AI stuff that's currently being implemented in several different type of applications? And the answer is super easy for us. Absolutely not. Our sensors see in a point cloud. So in essence, we can't read color. We can't read signs. We can't tell gender. We can't tell ethnicity. We just see moving objects. We see silhouettes of objects in a moving space. So we check the box when it comes down to privacy concerns regarding if it's GDPR, if you're in Europe, or if it's legal regulatory issues, certain state to state here in the Americas, very easily. We just don't see who the people are in front of our sensor. But that allows us to gain so much insight. But when it does require to understand who Jane Doe or John Doe is, say, for instance, in a venue to maybe track a whale or an advantage player in gaming, or maybe to track a VIP customer or loyalty in certain areas, then we marry and complement very well with cameras in those scenarios. So in that regard, we augment security applications to be able to provide that additional 3D layer that's never been able to be done before.
I like that too, because a lot of times it seems to me manufacturers don't really appreciate the fact that most technologies aren't a complete solution for everything. There really are a lot of times opportunities for using the technologies in a complementary fashion. And, you know, we use electronics and we use video camera and we use LiDAR, and we think all of them have a place and a point in terms of broader measurement. I don't see that without a lot of manufacturers. Sometimes it's just, hey, we do everything and we do everything great. And that's just usually not the case. I think you guys do a fantastic job of a lot of stuff, but it doesn't do everything. And there are times when we want things like demographics, but there's also times when we want to be able to tell that privacy story as cleanly and powerfully as possible. And I think LiDAR does that extraordinarily well.
Absolutely.
Talk to me a little bit about the company and the vision. I'm just curious about where you guys are headed. Why did Quantergy take the direction it did of sort of focusing on these other markets? And was that a pretty conscious decision? Was that something that organically evolved? How did you guys evolve as a company?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So we started off originally going after the autonomous vehicle market. And that's literally where all of this started.
Everybody. Yes. Yeah. And that's where everybody in LiDAR has been focused. So
absolutely. In fact, we still see that a lot of the competitive market is still heavily focused in that area. So since our founding in 2012, that's where we started. That was where we started grassroots heading after that. And we've seen several different use cases and applications where people started to say, hey, could I use LiDAR for that? Could LiDAR solve this particular problem or this issue for that? And we started listening and we took the voice of the customer and started applying some of these asks to real world applications. Now, that's where we stand apart from the rest of the herd that's going after all these other markets, where we took a position and decided to say, let's invest resources, time, and development into going after these markets that just everybody else is just, for lack of better words, ignoring in that regard. So we took a big position in the physical security markets, business intelligence markets, anything that deals with flow management to understand tracking of moving objects in open spaces, regardless of whatever market, vertical, whatever it is, from venues, retail, government, gaming, ports, security. It goes on and on and on. So in essence, we have a very strong focus in the flow management sector of our solution. And we have quite a bit of a strong team globally. I mean, we've got FAA teams throughout the world. Obviously, in dealing with our APAC team as of recent with several projects we have going on over there. We have strong presence in Europe and EMEA's as a whole, APAC, the Americas. So global company, large landscape of applications and use cases, but absolutely, we definitely extended ourselves way beyond and what everybody else is chasing, just because we saw the low-hanging fruit and the real-world commercial application of our solutions to solve real-world problems, to keep people safe, keep people working efficiently, and overall just providing that peace of mind above and beyond and what other sensors can do.
You guys are a lot more global than we are, that's for sure. This has been great. It's been a great conversation. Really enjoyed it. Any last words? Anything we didn't talk about that you want to throw out there or talk to?
Yeah, I mean, we love to be able to do demonstrations in cooperation with the Digital Mortar team. And if you guys want to see it in action, reach out directly to me, reach out to Gary. We do these webinars all the time, but this is something unique. This is something that I guarantee you have not seen before. I know quite a few are very familiar with camera-based retail application analytics, but this is something special. This is something that's very new, and you won't believe it until you actually see the method and how we brought this all together to be able to provide 3D spatial understanding with our technologies married with your business intelligence, Gary. It's truly unique and one of a kind. So reach out to us if you want to get a demonstration, a demo, a webinar. Love to do it. Thanks for having us, Gary.
Cool. Thanks, Joe.